Admiral Bill Gortney visited Alaska for the first time earlier this month since taking over the two organizations tasked with defending North America from attack. Gortney wears two hats. He's head of both the North American Aerospace Defense Command, or NORAD, as well as the U.S. Northern Command. It's one of the highest positions in the military chain of command, responsible for dealing with airborne threats, whether that's missiles launched from a hostile country or a rogue plane within American airspace. After a visit to Fort Wainwright and the missile fields in the interior, Gortney came to Anchorage for an inspection of Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. He told KSKA's Zachariah Hughes the strategic importance of Alaska can't be overstated.
The world is round. Most people don't realize that. The world is round, and your location allows us to get from here to defend from the northern approaches, as well as deploy from here. You know, it's just the F-22s that are stationed here can get to England or to the Middle East quicker than they can from the continental United States there down south. So it's an incredibly important strategic asset. As far as recently, the importance of what we do out of this great state, and oh, by the way, the pictures don't do it justice, is the increased activity of Russian long-range aviation, the Bear bombers. We believe, messaging using these long-range aviation flights. And so very frequently when they do come down here, we launch assets, aircraft, fighters, tankers, and airborne early warning here from Alaska, as well as Canada does the same thing. We coordinate that activity, whichever one makes the most sense.
You said messaging. What does that mean?
Well, all countries use their military in a messaging way, you know, to display strength should they need to. That's what we mean by messaging. It's not in a kinetic sense. It's not in a hostile. It's just that we're here. We can do these sorts of things.
The Russian long-range craft that have been entering airspace. How frequently is that occurring, and when did it start?
Well, they've been doing it since they were the Soviet Union. They took a pause for I'm not sure how many years, but just recently in the last 3 or 4 years, the numbers have gone up. I'm not going to give you the percentage because the percentage implies, you know, if I said 500%, you might get that's a whole lot. But, you know, if I think that's five is 500% of one, right? But it has gone up significantly that we've noticed here, and they're flying profiles that they haven't flown before. Now, they've never entered our territorial airspace, which goes out to 12 nautical miles, but they have entered our, what we call our air defense identification zone, and all nations have these that go pretty far out there. And they're adhering to the international standards that they're supposed to do that they're out there. The numbers have gone up, but they fly it in a professional manner, just as we fly in a professional manner.
Switching gears just for a second, the U.S. is poised to take over some new Arctic responsibilities. And is the importance of the Arctic changing, and the way that capabilities and assets are deployed, are those changing?
Yes, actually, one of my assigned missions from the Secretary of Defense is to be the advocate for the Arctic for the Department of Defense. And we really, since this is the Arctic, a little bit further north if you draw the line correctly, we use our the Army and the Air Force and also Coast Guard and a little bit of Navy out of here to help us do that advocacy role in the Arctic. Absolutely critical. You know, this is a pretty harsh place to live and operate. It takes a particular skill set, equipment, and people to really know how to operate, and this gives us that opportunity to understand that.
With the national drawdown in the armed forces going on and sequestration kind of looming large over a lot of those conversations, how's your work going to change going forward, and is there any change in the resources you have at your disposal?
Well, coming out of every major war, there's a 27% to 32% reduction in the Department of Defense budget. This goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War, and of course we didn't have a DOD back then. But so this isn't the first time we're coming out of major war and the budget goes down. And so it's a reality, we have to deal with it. How we do that as a nation is the hard part. The other piece is that every other time we've come out of major war, we go into an international security environment better than the one we went in. You would think that's why you went to war. And in just in the last 3 years, if you look at the international security environment around the world, it is not a more secure environment than we went in. And it's nobody's fault. It's just we didn't predict it. No one predicted what's occurred. And so that is what's different this time. And so that causes me concern.
And do you still get to fly?
No, I don't. I'm too old.
Do you miss it?
I do. Yeah, I do. But, you know, I had a pretty good run. And now it's up for the young pups to do it.
Admiral Bill Gortney is the head of NORAD and NORTHCOM, two parts of the military charged with defending the North American continent.